Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Most people who come into the StoryCorps recording booth bring a partner and have a conversation. 46-year-old Greg Peck's interview partner had a family emergency just prior to their appointment and had to cancel. Greg reluctantly agreed to come into the booth anyway, and StoryCorps facilitator Olivia Cueva interviewed Greg about his lifelong affair with baseball.
Greg, when did you first fall in love with baseball?
I remember hearing the bells ring from the ice cream truck driving down the street. I was 6 years old, and I had a dime in my hand, and I went running out of my door to hopefully catch that ice cream man. And I bought my very first pack of baseball cards. It was a Topps brand baseball card pack. There were 10 cards and a stick of bubble gum.
And so when did you first start playing?
The year that I turned 8 years old was the year that Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's home run record. My older brother, he took me to see the Padres play the Atlanta Braves. And Hank Aaron hit 2 home runs in that game. It was just maybe a month or two after he had broken that record. That same year that I saw Hank Aaron, I did start playing Little League Baseball. I'm left-handed, and so I always loved to play first base. This particular year, I played in the outfield most of the time. But this one game, my coach, he put me at first base. But I had this very special glove, my baseball mitt, that I had earned money for selling 12 boxes of birthday cards, and that was my prize. It was a red, white, and blue mitt. That I actually got when I was 11. It was red, white, and blue because we were celebrating our nation's bicentennial at that time. And that mitt I still have to this day. And there was a ball that was hit to second base, and the second baseman got it to throw to me to get the runner out at first. Well, I jumped. I remember jumping as high as I could to catch that ball because it was over my head. Next thing I knew, the boy ran right into me. I fell down with my feet laying over first base, and then ended up just laying flat on my back. And I remember looking up and seeing the umpire, and he's looking into my mitt, and he saw that the ball was still there. So the boy was out.
And so did you go on to continue playing after Little League?
Yeah, I did actually. I signed up to play in what's called the Pony League for 13-year-olds. And I went to my first practice, and the coach hit me some fly balls. I could not catch one ball. I came home after that game and told my parents, I'm not going back. Well, I wish I would have gone back, but they couldn't have dragged me. I was so embarrassed having missed those balls. And it wasn't till later on, when I became a father and had my son, that I even got back into participating in Little League. When he was 7, he signed up to play coach pitch, and that was my first time to ever get to be a baseball coach. And that was the beginning of what I've been coaching now for 9 years. I thought my time coaching was over because my son was now done playing baseball. But some of the parents of the boys on that team, they asked the league to call me back. And so I've still been coaching 4 more years.
Do you feel like you had someone, whether it was one of your parents or both of your parents or even a coach, that has inspired the way that you have coached?
Yeah. When I made that catch playing first base and jumped up and that ball was in my hand, I still can remember the look on my coach's face, Coach Cowan. It's the only time I ever knew him was that one season of baseball, but I still remember his name. He came right to me cheering and said, "Great catch, Greg, great catch." So hearing that coach say that 34, almost 35 years ago has stayed with me. It's far more valuable to the game of baseball and to the lives of these children if they're given those opportunities. Maybe we don't win, but I've seen lots of games that we've lost where kids have had big smiles because they got to pitch and they struck someone out or they made a catch. But that's more important. The boys need to put the team first, but in coaching, the coach needs to put each individual boy first.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.